Well, good evening. It's good to be here. We appreciate the invitation to preach. It is good to see so many familiar faces. Thankful to have a good number of our members from Cadillac Baptist Church here with us tonight. And if you have your Bibles, we're going to turn to the book of Matthew. Matthew chapter 5. And verses 14 through 16. It says, "Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works, and glorify your Father, which is in heaven." And if we could take one more moment and look to the Lord in word of prayer. Father, we thank you once again tonight for all that you do for us. We thank you especially for Jesus and the salvation that's in him. Father, we thank you for this time to come together and to gather to worship you. And Lord, we just pray that you would meet with us tonight, each and every one. Give us all the things that we need, that you would, that you'd help me tonight to deliver your word in a way that is pleasing to you. And Father, we just ask for your help in every way, and we ask for it and thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. So the thought that I have tonight from these scriptures is, we see Jesus in God's people. We see Jesus in God's people. And so we have to ask ourselves some questions as we begin. Is Jesus seen in us? Can others see Jesus in us? Our text tells us that the disciples of Christ, the people of God, are the light of the world. They are the light of the world. We know certainly that that light that is in them is the light of Christ. It's the light of God, and but they are to lighten the world. They are to give light to the world. They are to add light to their surroundings. They are to be that light that a dark world needs. And so we have to ask ourselves, is Jesus seen in me? In one sense, the answer is sometimes no. We have to admit, sometimes no. Not always. Not always. Our testimony isn't always what it should be. Sometimes we get in the flesh. Sometimes we just are having a bad day. And Jesus is not always seen in us in the true light. And so, in one sense, no. But if that were not convicting enough, in another sense, the answer is always yes. Because as a child of God, the name of Jesus always goes with you. And you are always a testimony for Jesus. And the world always draws a conclusion about Jesus from you and your conduct because you are carrying his name. The name of Jesus goes with you. And so even more convicting, the fact that sometimes we aren't what we should be, the fact that we always tell the world something about Jesus. So that answer is sometimes no, because we're not always a good testimony of Jesus. And the answer is yes, because the world always associates us with Jesus, whether we do good or bad. So then, if the world is to see a true representation of Jesus in God's people, we must be careful to maintain a good testimony of his true character and conduct in the world. We are to maintain a testimony of the character of Christ, of the person of Christ. We need to be; he needs to be seen in us. And so, first of all, number one, ye are the light. Verse 14 there. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Ye are the light. There's no other option. Ye are the light. Ye are the light. And so the people of God are the world's only opportunity to see the light of Jesus Christ demonstrated. Demonstrated. It can be seen in God's people. The testimony of Christ, the reality of Christ, the person of Christ, the conduct of Christ is worked out in God's people, and it can be seen. It is demonstrated in the lives of God's people. Ye are the light of the world. And so we need to consider the fact that that we are the world's opportunity to see a demonstration of the light of Christ. The Word of God declares God's light, but through the people of God, it is demonstrated. It is seen. It can be seen in the people of God. If you and I who are saved are the light of the world, are the light of God to the world, then we can't sit back and hope that someone else shines. You are the light. So we can't sit back and say, well, hopefully somebody shines. Well, that's what you're to do. You're the light. You are to shine the light of Christ. You are to demonstrate the person of Christ. You are to show the world Jesus through your life, through your conduct. And so that needs to be seen, but you're the light. We are the light to our family. Oh, there's one that we need to think about. We need to think hard on that one. Is that not the time that we seem to let down our testimony the most? Is with those that we are closest to, with our spouse, with our parents, with our children. It is in that closeness of family that we seem to let down our testimony. We seem to be the least bright in our testimony of Christ. But how we need to be careful that we are a light to our family. Parents, that you're a light to your children. That you maintain the character and conduct of Christ to your family. Oh, how we need to be a testimony of Christ to our children. So family and friends. Obviously, the people that are our acquaintances, our friends, they need to see the light of Jesus in you. The best thing you can do for your friends is be a testimony of Jesus. To be a testimony of light. To be a testimony of truth. To be consistent and faithful in your conduct concerning your relationship to Christ. Don't compromise with the world. Don't go along with your friends to somehow fit in or make them happy or make them feel comfortable. You always ought to be a testimony of light. Always be a testimony, a demonstration of the light of Christ. Always a separation of right and wrong should be illustrated in your life. To your friends, to your coworkers. Another place that we can sometimes lose our testimony is in the workplace. There is a lot of stress sometimes, a lot of trouble. You know, a lot of things weighing on you, and you can get in the flesh. You can lose your temper. You can say something that isn't good. And so you need to be careful to maintain your testimony in stressful situations, in hard situations, in the workplace. But in so many areas, we need to be a testimony of the light of Christ. If we are the light of God to them, and we don't shine, who else is gonna? Who else is going to? If the people of God don't shine, who else is gonna? Who else is gonna show them? Who else is going to direct them? Who else is going to point them to Christ? If the people of God are unwilling, if we sit back and we just don't, then who will? If you're the only saved person in the crowd, and you don't shine, then those around you will remain in darkness. I mean, for instance, if we turn off all these lights in the building, there's going to be no light in here. These are the lights. And if they don't shine, we're going to sit here in the dark. These particular lights in this particular building don't shine, we're going to sit in the dark. And then in our particular area, of influence, right, if we don't shine, it's going to be dark. It's going to be dark there. We have to shine or it will be dark. And so we need to realize ye are the light. Ye are the light. And if you don't shine, you can't expect someone else to take that place, because God has made you that light. We also notice there in verse 14 that your relationship to Jesus cannot be hid. It says there, "You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid." And we see that it's something that can't be hid. The light of Christ in you, it can't really be hidden. It's something that if it's there, if it's real, it does come out. Yes. And your relationship to Christ is seen. No matter if you're doing it, if you're here or if you're here, your relationship to Christ is seen, and it is something that can't be hid. So because of your relationship to Jesus, your testimony of Christ, it cannot be hid. You are the light, and you do testify something to the world concerning Jesus. And we need to remember that. We are always testifying. We are always speaking by our conduct, by our words, by our attitude, by the way that we by the way we conduct ourselves in this world. We are always testifying something of Christ, and we need to be careful to maintain a good testimony. The second thing, then, you were made to shine. In verse 15, neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Nobody lights a candle to not shine. The purpose of the candle is to shine. The purpose, it was made to give light. It was how ridiculous to put a candle under a bushel. How ridiculous to have all these lights in this room, but then get something to cover them up and douse the light. That is ridiculous. The very purpose of the light is to shine. And so as a child of God, you were made to shine. You were made to be a testimony. You were made to stand out. You were made to be obvious. You were made to be different. You were made to be peculiar and special and set apart to God. And you were made to shine the light of Christ to those that you're with. But you're the light. And it is a ridiculous idea to put that light under a bushel to try to douse that light. A candle is made for the purpose of shining light. And so are you as a child of God. It's ridiculous for a Christian to try to blend in with the dark world. Don't try to blend in with the dark world. Don't try to fit in. Don't go along with the world in any way, shape, or form. You it's ridiculous. You are not made to fit in. You are made to stand out and be different, to be a testimony to God. You're made to shine in a dark world. So don't try to blend in. Don't try to fit in. Stand out and be different. Stand out and be a testimony for Christ. No one, again, lights that candle just to hide its light under a bushel. And neither should Christians, for any reason, try to hide their light from the world. There's just no reason. No reason to try to hide your light. You're made to shine. Then shine. Shine. Be what God has made you to be. A shining light, a shining testimony to His salvation, to the person of Christ, to His work in your life. Shine the light of God. Shine that light of Christ to a dark world. You need to remember, particularly young people, but those older as well, you need to remember when you're tempted to follow the crowd, that as a Christian, it will always feel worse to fit in with the lost than to stand up from them. You are always going to feel worse if you fit in.
True.
If you try to blend in and you fit in and you go along with the flow, you're going to feel so much more miserable than if you would have just felt a little awkward and stood out and said, I'm going to stand for Christ. If you go with the flow and you fit in, you're going to feel rotten. You're going to feel miserable. You are made to shine. So stand out and shine for Christ. The most painful memories that I have since I was saved are the times that I fit right in with an ungodly crowd.
Amen.
Those times that you couldn't have picked me out from the crowd, those are the most painful memories from my saved life. I can go back to before I was saved, and those things were those aren't as painful to me as the things that I did after I was saved.
Right.
The times that I blended in, and you never could have picked me out and said, well, there's a Christian. I fit right in with an ungodly crowd. Oh, I tell you, those are the most painful memories. Those are the things that stand out in my mind. I know that I'll give an account for those things one day, and those are very painful things to think of. But it's so much better to stand out and to be a testimony for Christ than to go along and try to blend in with the world. A candle also obviously shines best from a candlestick. That candle is going to do a lot better job if it's placed in a place fitted for it. If it's placed with other candles, if it's placed on that candlestick, it's going to do a better job of shining the light. And for every child of God, being a church member, that's going to improve your light. That's going to improve your testimony. That's going to improve your walk. That's going to improve your relationship. In every way, you're going to be improved and much more able to shine in this dark world. So certainly a candle shines best from on a candlestick. And he says there, neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick. And it giveth light unto all that are in the house. And we know we certainly could read in Revelation and see how that the candlestick is representative of the Lord's churches. And so as a child of God, the best place to shine is on a candlestick. As a member of one of the Lord's churches, in every way you will be improved and strengthened and helped to shine a more clear testimony of Christ to the world. And so we see that there. But look just for a minute in Ephesians and chapter 3. Ephesians 3 and verse 21 there. Very familiar scripture. But unto him be glory. You see, there's a testimony there of the glory of God. And it is best demonstrated. It is best shown through the church. It says, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. But unto him be glory in the church. There's a testimony, a demonstration, a showing forth of the glory of God. And it's through the working of the person of Christ. But we see that worked out and best illustrated, best demonstrated. And God is glorified through his churches. And so we see that that is certainly the best place for us to shine as children of God, is on that candlestick. We see that we ought to give that light. Back there in our text in verse 15, neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light. It giveth light unto all that are in the house. That candlestick lights up the house. It has that area of influence. Again, these lights in this room, they influence this room. They influence this place. That this is their area of influence. And they give light to all the house. They give light to this area here. And so we need to give that light to our area of influence. Wherever you're at in the world, the people that you are in contact with, you are to influence them with light. You are to give them that light so that they can see their way out of a dark world. But we are to shine that light and give that light. But give the light of Christ to the people you're with. A light has that area of influence of its light. It fills the house or the room with illumination. We are to influence the area that God has given us with the light of Christ. Be an influence. Influence the people you're with the light of Christ. Give them the light. We need to give the light. Verse 16 there in our text. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. We need to make sure that the message is clear. Make sure that the message is clear. It's a message. It's a testimony of light. And we need to make sure that that's very clear. That we're not muddying up the message. That we're not clouding up in any way the message of God. But that we are a testimony, a very clear testimony of the message of God. That he is light and in him is no darkness at all. And so let your light so shine. Let it shine in such a manner that it clearly demonstrates the message of God. That he is light. And we ought to shine that light. But make sure the message is clear. Our light should shine in such a manner that the light of Jesus is clearly communicated. We need to clearly communicate the light of Christ. That there is no confusion. Again there, let's turn to 1 John just for a minute. And 1 John chapter 1, verse 5. Says, this then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. We need to be communicating that message very clearly through our testimony. That God is light. He is a perfect in holiness and purity and goodness. And that there is not there's no darkness at all in him. He is the opposite of darkness. He is light. And we need to be very careful that we are very clear in that message. That darkness, a dark testimony, doesn't come into our life. And that we are not sending a mixed message of darkness and light. But that we are sending a message of the light of God. That we are demonstrating that light of God. But God, certainly in that communication of light there, that God is light. It speaks of his holiness. It speaks of his purity, of his goodness. And it also speaks of his separation, his distinction He is the opposite of darkness. And so our testimony needs to be very clear, that of not only goodness and purity, but of separation. There needs to be distinction. There needs to be separation. There cannot be fellowship with darkness. There cannot be a walking hand in hand with darkness. There cannot be that agreement with darkness. There has to be a distinction in our lives to be a clear testimony that God is light and in Him is no darkness at all. And so we need to have a very distinct testimony, a very clear message of who God is and what He has done and worked in our lives. Hebrews 7 and verse 26. Hebrews 7, verse 26, speaking of Jesus, it says, "For such an high priest became us, who is holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, and made higher than the heavens." But we see this holiness, we see this goodness, this purity, but we see this separation. There is distinction, there is separation of light and darkness, of good and of sin. There has to be a separation. To maintain a clear message. And we need to maintain a separated life to maintain a clear testimony of the light of Christ, the light of God. But purity, goodness, and holy separation from sin is communicated by Jesus. That is clearly communicated by Him. And it certainly should be communicated from His people as well. That purity, goodness, and holy separation from darkness. And so we notice that good works glorify God. Our Father. Good works glorify God. They are a testimony of who He is, of the truth of who He is. So we're back there in our text. In verse 16, Matthew 5, verse 16, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works." They're seeing your good works, but they're seeing more than you. They're seeing more than what you're doing. They're seeing the Father's glory, the Father's working, the Father's light worked out in you. That they may see your good works and glorify your Father, because they see the work of God in you. They see that you are something that God did, and that the life that is being worked out in you is something that God did, and they glorify the Father. That the good works of God's people glorify the Father. They testify of who He is and what He has done in your life. But they glorify. So, good works glorify God. And so again, a great deal of the light we communicate to the world is in the demonstration of a good and godly life. It's demonstrated. It needs to be seen. It's something that's worked out in your life. Those good works, it's not just words, but it works out. It comes out in your life. And it's something that you can see, that they may see your good works. And so there's a demonstration. There's a working out. And those good works glorify God. We must not only speak of Jesus, we must show Jesus to the world that they may see. It's something that they need to see. They need to see it. They need to see it's real. They need to see it's more than words. They need to see it's more than something you do on Sunday. They need to see that it's that God works something out in you that's miraculous, that's saving, that's changing, that's eternal, and they need to see the reality of that, and it can't just be words. It has to be reality. It has to be something that is seen and demonstrated in your life. And so, there needs to be a demonstration of the goodness of God. And Titus chapter 2, turn there a minute. Titus 2 and verses 11 through 14. It says, "For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave Himself for us, that He might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto Himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works." That should be something that is seen. The grace of God teaches us It teaches us to that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. And that should be demonstrated and seen in that life. There should be a peculiar people zealous of good works. And that glorifies the Father. That shows and illustrates the truth of God. And so there should be a demonstration of goodness and then also of holy separation. Ephesians 5. Go there a minute. Ephesians 5 and verses 7 through 11. Again, you can't go along with the world. You can't try to fit in. You can't blend. There has to be, if you're going to be a testimony of light, there has to be a distinction. There has to be a separation. It's not that we're not to be a witness and a testimony, as far as we can with the world. But there comes a time when you have to break off fellowship. You can't go to the places they go. You can't do the things they do. You can't go in with the things they go in for. There has to be a separation at some point. To be a testimony of light to them. But verse 7, be not ye therefore partakers with them. For ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. There can't be fellowship. You can't be going along with the party. You can't be going along with the crowd. There has to be a place where you say, no, I can't go there. I can't do that. I can't go along with that. I'm sorry, but I can't go there. And there has to be a difference, a distinction, a holy separation to be a testimony of light to the world. So, in conclusion, if God's people are the light of the world, what have you been showing them about Jesus? We need to, again, consider that. Ask her, what have we been giving them a true picture of Christ in our life? The times that that you got to the place where you were at your boiling point and you said something you shouldn't have said. Have you gone back and made that right? Have you gone back and got that fixed? What are we telling the world? What are we showing the world about Jesus? And since Jesus is communicated to the world through the lives of God's people, may the Lord help us to live in such a way that we may truly see Jesus in God's people. We'll turn the services back over to the graveyard.
Let's stand.